Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 91. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low around 60. Staying sunny throughout Friday, cooler with our high nearing 73. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday night with a low around 47. Showers will continue early on Saturday, then staying cloudy with our high nearing 58. Partly cloudy with a low around 40 Saturday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A White City, Kansas man has been arrested on suspicion of child sex crimes. That's according to a release by the Morris County Sheriff's Office. 47-year-old Robert Powell was arrested on Monday around 8 p.m. on suspicion of rape of a child under the age of 14. The arrest was made based on information obtained through an ongoing investigation. Powell was booked into the Morris County Jail on suspicion of rape and three counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. No injuries have been reported after a crash on Highway 24 near Manhattan sent a car flying into a nearby house. The accident happened in the area of Highway 24 between Green Valley Road and Excel Road. According to deputies on the scene, two cars were involved in the accident. A gray passenger car driven by a male rear-ended a silver passenger car driven by a female. However, one landed in the ditch north of the highway and the second ran through a house on the north side. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Just before 10:30 a.m. Monday morning, the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department contacted the Coffeyville Police Department when they received a crime line tip indicating that a dead body could be found at 1301 West 7th Street in Coffeyville. Officers began observing the residence until a male subject, David A. Jackson, 61 of Coffeyville, exited the duplex. The officers briefly questioned Jackson and then entered the residence. Once inside, they did locate the body of 47-year-old Melvin Simpson Jr. of Coffeyville. Simpson had been shot and was pronounced deceased at the scene. Jackson was arrested and detained. The National Weather Service has confirmed a series of weak tornadoes across rural parts of northwestern Kansas and a county in southwestern Nebraska along the Kansas line. Spotters and video confirmed separate tornadoes in Decatur, Norton, and Gove counties in Kansas and one in Red Willow County in Nebraska. That's according to the National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Holicky, based in Goodland. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The mega drought fueled by climate change that has long gripped the western U.S. is now moving eastward, and that's behind a simmering dispute over how much water Colorado and Nebraska are entitled to take from the South Platte River, which supplies both Metro Denver's booming population and expansive agriculture on both sides of the border. Nebraska stunned Colorado when it said it wants to invoke an old compact that allows it to seize Colorado land and build a canal to divert water from the river. A 24-year-old man was arrested on multiple charges after a search warrant was served in Genoa Tuesday night. The Nance County Sheriff's Office said around 5 p.m. the Sheriff's Office, along with the Central Nebraska Special Response Team, served the warrant at 311 North Oak Street. Deputies located and seized over 1 ounce of suspected methamphetamine, a firearm, and ammunition. Austin Johnston Kowalski, a convicted felon who lives at the residence, was arrested on numerous felony charges. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A full schedule of summer community events are on tap with Waterville's annual Nickel Day celebration next weekend, May 28th. June kicks off with Big Blue River Days, the car show and barbecue in Marysville, June 3rd through the 5th. Sam Wymore Days are June 10th through the 12th, as well as the annual Washington County Rodeo. Frankfort Summerfest is planned June 18th, and Homestead Days in Beatrice run June 22nd through the 26th. Hanover Days of 49 this year are June 23rd through the 25th. County Fair dates are out, with the Marshall County Fair slated July 16th through the 21st. This year's theme is Country Pride, County Strong, which was submitted by Lee Stagenborg. Early entries for the County Fair Parade, which will be Sunday, July 17th, are being accepted. Contact Crystal Busey with the City of Blue Rapids at 785-383-3909 or the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce. The Washington County Fair this year will be July 29th through the 23rd, Nemahal County July 22nd through the 26th, and Gage County July 27th through the 30th. In August, Axtell will celebrate 150 years during Discover Axtell Day August 13th with the Beatty Model Festival August 20th. The Hollenberg Station Pony Express Festival is Sunday, August 29th, and the Palmer Fun Day is Labor Day weekend. The Big Kansas Road Trip will return to U.S. 36 Highway next year. The annual event was in southeast Kansas this weekend before past and was in Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties last year. Next year will be in Republic, Jewell, and Smith counties, north central Kansas, scheduled the first weekend in May 2023. Marshall County Community Band encourages any musicians interested in participating in summer performances to note rehearsal and performance dates. They'll begin rehearsal for Memorial Day Wednesdays, May 18th and 25th at 7 p.m. in the Marysville Junior Senior High Band Room. Summer Concert Series at Kester House Park in downtown Marysville will run Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th, with rehearsal each of those evenings beginning at 5:30 in the band room, and the public performance at 7:30 p.m. again Wednesdays, June 8th through July 13th. Meg Baker is the band director again this year, and the Marshall County Community Band has a Facebook page, which is updated. River Valley Extension focused on keys to embracing aging, with Tuesday programs in Washington and Clay Center. Healthy and safe lifestyle practices can help influence optimal aging and can assist with successfully and gracefully increasing longevity. Jordan Schutte is the agency and family advisor for aging in the River Valley District.
So how we take care of ourselves today, both physically, mentally, and throughout the years, is going to affect our natural process of aging. And many healthy centenarians or Americans who are 100 years old or older are teaching us that aging can actually be a really positive, joyful, and exciting experience.
Wymore and Blue Springs community-wide garage sales will be this weekend. Posted hours Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 5. Some will be open Thursday and Friday as well. Laverne W. Herz, age 90, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery west of Lynn. Visitation Friday 3 until 8. Family will see friends Friday 5 until 7. at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Laverne Hirst. Arlene A. Digg, age 87, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Forrest W. Frosty Tegetoff, age 83, of Washington, passed away February 6th. A celebration of life gathering is planned Saturday, May 21st, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Crossroads Community Church in Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Frosty Tegetoff. Marjorie E. Schmidt, age 94, passed away May 9th. Memorial service is planned Sunday at 2:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Private burial at Wymore Cemetery. Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home, Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Schmidt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken breast, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, peas and carrots, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, spaghetti, French bread, green beans, and cherries. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
New Faces Old Lot, located in the old CNC Auto Sales building, the guys at Crown Over Auto Sales have exactly what you're looking for. From cars, trucks, SUVs, boats, heck, anything with a motor, if you're looking for it, they can find it. Stop by and check them out 7 days a week or online at crownoverautosales.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies staying nice and sunny today before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms tonight and early Friday. Today we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. South winds will be fairly gusty between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight, cooling down with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Showers may continue early on Friday, then some sunshine, but staying cooler with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, and the upper 60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 77, record high on this date 98, the average low 55, and the record low 32. Sunset this evening 8:37, sunrise in the morning at 6:11. It says 70, didn't think it was quite that warm, but we'll go with it, 70 at KNDY. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17.
OCZ's Paint Works honors and supports the fine men and women of the Seneca Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their dedication, service, and daily protection. The citizens of Seneca rest easier knowing they are on the job. From all of us at OCZ's Paint Works, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. It's Police Awareness Week, and Leo's Jewelry honors and supports the fine men and women of the Beatrice Police Department and takes this time to thank them for their dedication, service, and daily protection. From your friends at Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953.
The Warriors splash in the bay and a Stanley Cup overtime thriller. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Warriors draw first blood in the NBA Western Conference Finals, erupting in the second half to outscore the Mavericks 58-42 en route to a 112-87 Game 1 victory.
Doncic stops, spins, lost the ball. Looney finds Curry in the middle of the floor. Curry in no hurry, now dribbles in, step back, takes a three left side, pops it, good!
The call on KGMZ, Steph Curry finished with a 21-point double-double. Klay Thompson chipped in 15, Game 2 tomorrow. Stanley Cup, the Hurricanes edge the Rangers in overtime.
Pesci gets it to Smith. His rocket doesn't get through. Knocked down by Trouba. Smith gets
the call on WCMC. Canes win it 2-1 to take a 1-0 lead in their Eastern Conference second round series. The Flames drub the Oilers 9-6 in the Western Conference second round series opener. Baseball, the Red Sox best the Astros.
1-1 here in the first, the pitch. Swing, there's a drive to left field, high and deep. Back by the light tower, and this ball is gone.
The call on WEEI, Bo Sox hurler Nick Pivetta tossed a complete game two-hitter to lead Boston to a 5-1 victory. The Mets handled the Cardinals 11-4, but pitcher Max Scherzer exited early due to discomfort in his left side, said he's hoping he avoided a major injury.
Because I know, you know, obliques, intercostals, like those things can be nasty.
Scherzer goes for an MRI today. And Alabama coach Nick Saban called out Texas A&M for, quote, buying its top-ranked signing class and questioned whether the name, image, and likeness model is sustainable.
I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. Right, we didn't buy one player, right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
A salute to the class of 2022, Marysville High School, from Valley Fed and Fashion Direct, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Dr. Jill Gray, dentist, Rainbow International, Galloway Wiggers and Runniger, Marysville Livestock Incorporated, Linda's Insurance Agency, Dane's Automotive, and Brunei Implement. This year's graduates include Jamie Milo Pering, Eva Peschel, Ashlyn Price, Pamela Richardson, Evan Rippenkruger, Diego Rodriguez, Madison Runnebaum, Martina Rokamp, Michaela Sanchez, Lainey Schaefer, Addison Schmitz, and Mackenzie Shoddy. A salute to the class of 2022 from Galloway, Wiggers and Brunniger, Rainbow International, Dr. Jill Gray, dentist, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Valley Vet and Fashion Direct, Bruna Implement, Dean's Automotive, Linda's Insurance, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Auction for Daryl Totten will be held Saturday, May 21st at 414 C Street in Greenleaf starting at 10 a.m. Yard equipment includes a 1948 Alice Chalmers G tractor, a like new PJ two-wheel flatbed trailer, a John Deere 425 lawn tractor, and a Dixon and Toro Titan zero-turn mower. Lots of antique radios and related equipment along with other households to sell. For complete listings and pictures, go to BoughtRealtyAuction.com. Again, that's May 21st at 10 a.m. in downtown Greenleaf. Auction conducted by Bought Realty and Auction.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. It's day three of the Wheat Quality Council Winter Wheat Tour, and Romolo Lalato is a wheat specialist with K-State Extension. He has his observations.
The story of the wheat crop in Kansas this year has been definitely drought stress for such a long time, especially out in the west part of the state. Pretty much since last September, things have been considerably below average in terms of precipitation. Severe drought stress. The crop looks short, it looks stunted. All the bottom leaves are pretty much gone from that drought stress. Many of the tillers are dying back as well. Now, of course, there are pockets of the state that are in better shape, right? But beyond that drought stress we were just talking about, in the last few days or so, we have also had heat stress. And today in the south central part of the state, going into southwest Kansas, so Pratt County, Kingman County, and so on, where we were expecting to see some fairly decent wheat, the wheat was as heat stressed as I have seen. So many white heads out there coming from that heat stress. So definitely bringing that yield potential crop down as well.
Participants working their way towards Manhattan with a release of the final numbers later on today. And a global ag equipment manufacturer says supply chain challenges could last until 2024. Daryl Thies is head of sales and marketing with Klaus North America. He says from an industry perspective, about halfway through it, he said they're struggling to meet record demand. He said we've seen the challenge on a couple of places. One is electronics. That's the sensors or chips. And really, that could last in the 12 to 18 months until new production comes online. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you. Markets opening up in just a little bit for a pre-Friday celebration. Thursday yesterday saw a bit of a rough day in the markets as it was a bit of a correction day overall, with grains and livestock mostly lower, and the grains definitely took a bit of a hit, moving down pretty dramatically. You'll see what's in store today when markets open up in just a little bit. Corn market started off relatively not a whole lot of movement and jumped down pretty quickly, with July corn finishing yesterday 19 and a quarter cents lower at 781 and a half. September corn was down by 19 and a half cents at 753 and a quarter. In the wheat market, they definitely took a hit. They were down near 50 cents at one point in the day, but wrapped up 43 and a quarter cents lower at 1324 and a half for the July. September was also down 42 and a quarter cent at 1327 a bushel. On the soybean market yesterday, we saw July beans down by 15 and a quarter cents at 1662 and three quarters. They started off in the green early on and moved down pretty quickly. August beans were also down 17 and a quarter cents at 1607. A little bit of green in the soybean meal, with July meal was up 220 on the day at 414 even. August is also up by 90 cents. In the oil market, July soybean oil was down by $2.94, sitting at 80 at 55. Cotton market definitely took a little bit of a hit, with July cotton down by $3.99 on the day at 144.47. October was also down 2.96 at 136 and 5 pennies. In the oats market, mostly lower numbers here, as July oats were down by 12 cents on the day, sitting at 641 and three quarters. In the livestock market, as we mentioned, things kind of started off kind of mixed early on, but went downward early in the day yesterday, as June live cattle finished up a buck and a half lower at 131 and a half. August was down by 177 at 131 and 70 cents. In the feeder cattle market, May was down by a buck 32 on the day at 155.85. A little bit of green in the lean hog market yesterday, with June finishing 95 cents up at 106 and 10 cents.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Court has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Eck Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months of inventory as of May 5th.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting upwards of 700 head of cattle for the sale today, including 11 black cow-calf pairs, 45-day-old calves, running age cows, 8 black and red fall-bred heifers, September calving, great disposition, 9 fancy black heavy-bred spring cows, 3 to 5 years old, 25 black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 650, 15 black heifers, 5 to 550, 30 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 15 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6, 25 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6 and a quarter, 50 Holstein Jersey cross steers, 650 to 8, 150 mostly black yearling steers and heifers, 775 to 9, 8 Holstein Angus cross steers, 8 to 9, 110 mostly black yearling steers weigh 8 and a quarter, 62 mixed yearling steers, 8 and a half, 70 mostly black yearling steers, 8 and a half, 50 mostly black yearling steers, 975 to 1,000. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Call it a harvester, daddy long legs, or granddaddy long legs, but don't call it a spider.
More about the eight-legged crawlers on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 19th, the 139th day of the year. Author Jody Pico was born on this day, and Secretariat won the Preakness Stakes on this day in 1973. We've been looking into facts about Daddy Longlegs and were surprised to find how much confusion surrounds the gangly creature. Daddy or Granddaddy Longlegs are not spiders, although they are members of the arachnid family. They're not poisonous. In fact, Daddy Longlegs couldn't bite or sting if they wanted to. They're sometimes called vibrating spiders for the way they shake their bodies when threatened. And here's a piece of Daddy Longleg lore that farmers can put to the test. It's said that if you ask where one of your cows are, it will wave a leg in the right direction. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find out more fun facts at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. I thought 70 sounded warmer than it was. 64 is our temp. Feels like 70 with humidity building back in. A warm one today. Highs top 90.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Bobby Witt Jr. and MJ Melendez homered, and fellow rookie Emmanuel Rivera hit a go-ahead triple to lead the Royals with a win over the Chicago White Sox 6-2 yesterday. The teams will conclude their series this afternoon. Ochai Agbaji and Christian Brown's measurements are on par with the typical NBA players at day one of the NBA Combine. Brown will also participate in the team scrimmages on day one. He's part of Team Johnson along with Texas Tech's Bryson Williams. Jalen Wilson earned a spot at the NBA Combine after his 18-point performance at the G League's Elite Camp. He'll participate in the scrimmage on Team Weaver. And Wichita State softball team will have their first matchup at the NCAA Fayetteville Regional on Friday. Game time is approximately 7:30 p.m., and they'll take on the Oregon Ducks. Wichita State hasn't faced Oregon since 2009, long before Christy Breadbinner was at the helm of the program. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder track team. Good luck, boys and girls, at the regional track meet. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. C&K Services wishes all the athletes on the Sabetha High School track team good luck at the upcoming track meet. We know the boys and girls will race, jump, and throw their way to victory. Let's go, Blue Jays! From your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha, proud to support the local athletes. Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance wishes the Centralia track team good luck at regionals. From Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small.
KNDY.
This job ain't worth the pay.
Stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey.
Much better.